you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Monday, everybody! Slinging at you from Los Angeles, California, January 19th, 2015. Here, it's a little after 2 p.m. on the western coast, a little after 5 p.m. eastward, on the east coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun either way. Thank you for the rental of your earhole time.
You can't buy people's fucking ears,
right? So
we stopped that a long time ago. We can rent them
despite what some people would like to do, and you know, maybe roll back the little result of that civil war. War of Northern Aggression.
Good God.
Anyway, before we get into it, we're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen, live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. The South will rise again.
Yeah, in this wonderful...
in bed.
Here in Los Angeles, California, beautiful day. A lot of people out in a boot because it's a holiday. It's a bank holiday, as they would say in Britain.
Yep.
Where, you know, everybody's off. And despite the wishes, didn't our number three in charge of the House, Mr. Scalise,
yes,
who may have accidentally attended a little, you know, kind of white sheetyish kind of.
He didn't get the itinerary. Meeting. He didn't know he was going to be at a Klan meeting. He just thought that everybody in the audience, he you know what? He thought he was talking to a bunch of furniture that had been stowed away right. For the season.
I thought I was rehearsing my speech at a warehouse.
Yeah, it's a bunch of sheets.
I was at a dry cleaners.
Right. I didn't know.
He voted also in his state. We did the story, I think it was last week. Go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes for past episodes of this show. And all the other great shit on the network.
Go to my dick.
Stuff, wonderful stuff on the network. Scalise voted against in Louisiana. Making Martin Luther King Day a holiday.
I know.
Celebrating Martin Luther King Jr., the holiday for that.
God,
kind of voted against it.
Do you know what else he voted against, too? I saw this. Did you see that article MSNBC had out? Steve Scalise and other Republicans, anti-MLK Day voters, under scrutiny. Scalise also voted against the resolution that would be an apology.
Oh, right.
From Louisiana for slavery.
Yeah, he said...
he voted against
it. Why should I apologize for something I had nothing to do?
Because you're a fucking lawmaker and you're kind of a leader, you know, of people. I can't imagine how anyone voted for you, but it would be a nice thing to do, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. It's not going to change anything.
No, but, I mean, it would be nice.
Fucking do it.
Yeah.
Stories out there. My favorite one I read in Slate, slate.com. Me, Pinko, liberal.
If eat.
That written by, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Jamel Bowie. Jamel Bowie.
Perfect.
He is a staff writer covering politics, policy, and race at Slate. Big day for him.
Right, man.
And the headline that he wrote is Happy Robert E. Lee Day.
That's the best.
I did not... How did we miss this last year?
I didn't know we did this.
Or the year before we were doing the podcast. How did we miss this?
How are we celebrating a guy that was a secessionist, right? I mean, he wanted to...
He was a general leading people,
killing the Northerners.
Yeah.
He was leading the charge to keep, you know, the browner among us as slaves.
Why do we have to celebrate that guy? Because he was a war veteran or something? And I don't get it.
According to the story, every state celebrates Martin Luther King Day. But not every state celebrates it, even in the same way. This is even gross. New Hampshire, which you think would be, you know, liberal as fuck.
Liberal as fuck.
Calls it Martin Luther King Jr. Civil Rights Day.
Wow.
You got to wash it down a little bit. You got to whitewash it a little bit, no pun intended, and make it so that it's not celebrating just him. It's commemorating him and civil rights. How could you be against Civil Rights Day?
Right. They were just like, oh, shit, the only way we're going to get it past these lunatics, we have to call it this. I'm so sorry.
In Idaho, it's called Martin Luther King Jr.-Idaho Human Rights Day.
Okay, that's kind of strange.
But three states... Do you want to try? Have you maybe read this? I don't know.
Mississippi.
Do you want to try to name them? MLK Day is also co-celebrated as Robert E. Lee Day.
Well, I know one state because you mentioned it in an offline conversation, crab diving. You said Arkansas, correct?
I did, correct.
I'm going to say...
You get a Yahoo for that one?
Mississippi's not included in this list.
And for Mississippi, you get another Yahoo.
And Alabama.
Oh, you read this.
I'll bet.
You read this. Alabama. No,
I did. I think it's pretty easy guesses, to be quite fucking honest. I might not have got Arkansas. No, thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy and the envelope, please.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you.
So... I'm surprised Texas isn't in this list.
Well, you know, did they even participate in the Civil War?
I believe they did.
Yeah. They're far away, though.
And this writer, Jamel Bowie, goes on to write, this is the same General Robert E. Lee who led Confederate armies in war against the United States, who defended a nation built on the, quote, great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man. Unquote. And whose armies kidnapped and sold freed black Americans whenever they had the opportunity.
Sure, let's give him a holiday. That makes perfect sense. But you know what I will say to that at Vile Experience, or what the knuckle draggers, the right wing nut jobs will tell you? That's our heritage.
You're right.
That's our heritage. If that's the case, then why don't we have a fucking day celebrating Ted Bundy?
You're right. Or let's have Kill an Indian Day.
Yeah, why not?
He goes on to paint a not so great picture of General Robert E. Lee. Despite his betrayal of the Union, a stark contrast to fellow Virginian Winfield Scott, who refused to join the Confederacy. So I guess Virginia was, you know, on the border.
Yeah.
His treatment of enslaved black Americans as a slave driver. He was a fucking slave, like a literal slave driver. He made people work through coffee break. He whipped people and drove them like cattle.
Maybe we need to talk about our standards on how we decide, like, what national holidays we have. How about no holidays named after human traffickers? How about that?
His popular image is that of an honorable and decent man who fought well and loathed slavery. The former is debatable. The latter is true in that Lee thought slaveholding a burdensome occupation.
He hated slavery like the way you hate cutting the grass. It's a pain in the ass, maybe.
Right.
But you're still for cutting your grass. Well, that doesn't make any sense. But listen, this guy was for slavery. He just thought it was a pain to have slaves.
It was first... officially commemorated as a big deal, the general's birthday on January 19th, marked by the Virginia legislature in 1889, a decade after Reconstruction. In 1904, Robert E. Lee Day became Lee/Jackson Day,
God damn.
After Virginia added Confederate
General
Thomas Stonewall Jackson to the holiday.
Good heavens. I mean, maybe we just shouldn't have any more holidays in this country because...
God, I hate to Godwin's Law it, but do they have Hitler Day in Germany? I'm thinking
no,
they don't.
No fucking way.
Because they lost.
Right. Yes.
You don't commemorate the nasty people who were spreading some bullshit in your country and lost and were leading the charge of this bullshit. He had a choice to join the other side.
You know, it's
but he fought and planned battles for the side of the shitbags.
Yeah, and he owned people. It's as if, like, I don't know, people don't see slavery as fucking horrific, that it was a horrible, you know, part of our history.
Right.
And that Robert E. Lee was a fucking part of that. Maybe they don't put it together.
I guess. Over the years, though, under pressure from civil rights groups, several states have bagged their Lee commemorations.
Yeah.
Or moved them to a different day. I mean, if you're going to fucking have a commemoration of the guy on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday the same day? I mean, well, granted, it is his birthday, but, you know.
Why don't we do this with every racist white person that we want to have a holiday for? Why don't we just do it all on the same day, like President's Day? You know what I mean? All the same. So we'll just have, like,
Confederacy Day.
Like, right-wing nut. Oh, yeah, Confederacy Day. We'll have it one day of the year. Be some shitty, hot day in June where nobody wants to do anything out in the South. Like
NASCAR and go mudding.
Right. Have you ever been in like Florida in June? Oh my God.
I thought you were gonna ask me if I've ever been mudding.
have you ever been mudding? Probably.
Kind of. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah. Up in Wisconsin, there was an old Willys Jeep. We used to tool around it in the back, and sometimes it was, you know, a little muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds like a blast.
When you're out in the middle of central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, or Appalachia. Not a lot to do.
Did you wear seatbelts? No, fuck it.
I don't remember. Probably.
Did you wear helmets
probably
and stuff?
No,
fuck that.
Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
The Lee part of Lee King Day is mostly downplayed in states with the holiday.
It's embarrassing.
Outside of just a few towns and counties, there aren't any public events in honor of Lee's memory. Where I want to go somewhere, or do I? I mean. We need a crabby correspondent to go and report from wherever there is some kind of Robert E. Lee celebration.
There has to be somewhere, because there are lots of people in this country that don't think like we do. They think Robert E. Lee is a righteous dude. He was a general. He was a veteran. He stood up for our rights. He's part of our shitty fucking human trafficking heritage.
Paul Greenberg writes for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, if the image of Lee changes in history, the man himself did not, even in the face of the greatest provocations. In its annual editorial, The Life of Lee, his victories were great, but his honor greater.
Good heavens. Honestly, he had slaves, right? I mean, it's hard to...
I guess he was an honorable dude on the wrong side, but he fought for the side that wanted to keep people as slaves. I mean, you can't forget that. You can't
That's kind of who you are. I sort of feel that way. Like, if you owned slaves in that time, sure, everybody with money was doing it, but you're a big, fat, fucking human trafficker asshole, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Even this author says, as a Virginian, I understand the drive to praise Lee. His honor is undeniable, worthy of quality. But we shouldn't forget what he fought for, not for freedom or for liberty, but for perpetual bondage in a South that forever held its black citizens as slaves and servants.
Good job, Robert E. Lee. Now you got a whole holiday named after you. How gross.
I guess after the war, he spent... he was an advocate for reconciliation, but he also opposed black suffrage, so he didn't think they should vote.
He's for reconciliation. What does that mean? I mean, they lost. What choice
do
they have?
Well, let's be nice to each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you have a point. You lost.
Be nice to you.
We're not going to hold any hard feelings, which ain't true.
We're going to burn Atlanta again. Fuck you.
There's still hard feelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's still parts that call it the War of Northern Aggression. There are still parts of this country that call it the War of Northern Aggression.
Dude, I'm
just saying.
There were kids in my when I went to school within Georgia, this one kid had a T-shirt with a big old Confederate flag on it. Said, "The South will rise again." You'd see that shit all the time. Now, I was, back in the 80s, but still.
Woo-hoo. The South shall rise again.
I saw John McCain voted against an MLK Day.
Oh, a lot of them.
God, it's insane.
A lot of them did. Some of them were still holding on to that occasionally. This is really in the depths of nut-wing jobitude.
Yeah.
But there's still those who are like, he was a communist. He's a communist. That was the Birchers. That was the Koch brothers' daddy of the day trying to besmirch and destroy the reputation of Martin Luther King by saying, well, look, he's a communist. He's a communist sympathizer.
Why did they say he was a communist?
Because they were afraid of him.
Ooh.
That's it. It was like now you're a Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Now they paint you as a Muslim.
You're a Muslim.
Like, people aren't as afraid of communism now.
Prayer rugs.
But, right. They paint you like these idiots down. This
sleeper cells.
This has me going here on our Facebook. Literally. Joe, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Join the fun there.
Get in the conversation. Thumbs us up. Share us. Like us.
So there is this story out of, again.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, God. Eat a dick, dude.
Out of Texas, where there was a conference scheduled.
Fuck you.
At a facility at a conference center that is owned by the local school district. I don't know how that works, but the local school district owns some kind of a conference center. The conference is titled Stand with the Prophet. And not a money-making scheme.
Yeah,
it's P-R-O-P-H.
I smell religious hoogity-boogity.
Against terror and hate.
Wow. A lot of things going on there.
Stand with the Prophet against terror and hate. It was put on as a fundraiser for a group out of Chicago, an Islamic group.
Uh-oh.
Called, with a really vicious American-hating Islamic name, Sound Vision. So this group called Sound Vision was having an event to raise money, an event for Muslims who are against terror and hate. They want to spread the positive message, not everybody is a Islamic extremist lunatic.
They're doing what everyone on Fox News begs them to do after there's any kind of terrorist attack that involves Muslims. Please, please, you guys have to speak out against this. And then they do.
Now, where I question their wisdom,
yeah,
as a group, Sound Vision. They're a Chicago-based group. Why the fuck did you choose to have your meeting in Texas?
Because maybe it was, what time of year is it? Now?
Right now.
Oh, because it's cold as shit up there. It's so cold.
Nonetheless.
I don't give a shit. Are you kidding me?
Nonetheless.
Where were you, think about Chicago. It is January 19th.
Go to Florida.
Anywhere warm.
Come here.
That's true.
Come here.
It's probably so cheap, though, Texas. Who's going there for anything?
Well, you can imagine that the local citizenry welcomed them with open arms. This is just disgusting. Here's part of the local news report from one of the Dallas TV stations. And I'm going to play it for a second and jump forward here.
This protest started, but we know
tests. Here we go.
We're here to stand up for the American way of life from a faction of people that are trying to destroy.
Let me back up a little bit so you can hear fucking scientist.
We're here to stand up for our American way of life and dee 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 dee.
Right, let me tell you.
Fucking, I smell dullard. Am I right?
And counter-protest.
We're here to stand up for the American way of life from a faction of people that are trying to destroy it.
No, I'm just here to show that this is my country, too.
This is speaking as a woman named Paige Spence, who is a Muslim woman. About 500 people, I guess, were expected at the event. But these groups showed up holding signs saying, "You are not Americans. Don't fly our flag."
But they are Americans, right?
Well, they are citizens. How dare you? Technically.
I mean, sometimes there are people in America that aren't necessarily fucking white. You know what I mean?
The conference is titled Stand with the Prophet Against Terror and Hate. Bills itself as a fundraiser to build a center dedicated to teaching Muslims how to combat negative depictions of their faith. They want people to see that they're that we, quote, a woman said, "We want for people to see that we are a kind, peaceful people. We are not here to fight. We're not here to argue. We're just here to show that we are Americans, too."
Uh-oh. Why would you go to Texas?
Right.
Nobody likes you down there, I can guarantee you. Bunch of fucking assholes.
The people were pissed off. Some of the protesters. Now, fortunately, there were counter-protesters. There were sane people there.
So there were protesters there protesting sound vision.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. These are the people who were waving the signs that say, "Go home and take Obama with you," was another one.
It's a part of the country where at Walmart they sell out of Confederate flag beach towels.
Here's some more of their news report.
And that we love it.
One group, hundreds strong, waving flags, leading rallies, and greeting people.
Texans will not be silenced. Now, Ryan, I'm only going to give you one guess.
Okay.
As to the group that is waving the flags and waving signs that say Texans will not be silenced, go home, take Obama with you. You are not Americans. Don't fly our flag.
Right.
What color do you think these people are?
Me white.
What demographic?
Survey says.
Would you suggest that they are? You're going to lock in your...
What? Yes. What is white? That's my final answer.
You are correct. Vanna spins around
ding, ding,
white.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a different...
We're mixing up. We meld Jeopardy, Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune.
There you go. No whammies.
Right. What is that? No whammies? Is that...
Press Your Luck.
Pyramid? Oh, Press Your Luck.
That was called.
Damn, I don't remember Press Your Luck. Was that a good one?
This thing would flash. It would flash on the screen, yeah. And you would press the button, and if you pressed it and a little whammy thing showed up, you'd lose all your money. So you'd yell... As it was going boop 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 boop, you'd go no whammies, no whammies, no whammies,
no whammies,
and then you'd hit the button and
oh, I love that, no whammies.
Until some guy figured out there were patterns.
Oh yeah, some dude just listened to the music and
watched. He was able to visually see the pattern.
He cheated,
and he was able so that one. You know, the one before it lit up, he would know where to go, which to light up next to get like a $5,000 trip.
Oh my God.
Or 10 grand.
Good for him. So, beating the system.
Then they, kind of changed things.
No whammies.
No whammies. Here, let's finish up these knuckle draggers.
Coming to tonight's conference on Islam with their message. They're upset. An event.
God bless America.
They're upset.
Stand for Jesus were two signs that were just being waved.
Stand for Jesus.
Called Stand with the Prophet is happening at a Garland ISD building.
We pay our taxes to that school, and I don't want them here.
That's the lovely Lavona Martindale, who's sporting a fetching straw cowboy hat with a red, white, and blue band around it.
Oh,
she's
shit,
waving
yes.
a flag, and she has a big sign in red, white, and blue finger paints that says, God bless America, with stars on it. And she's right next to the lady who has the Stand for Jesus sign, just so you know.
We don't want them people in our school. We pay taxes.
Yeah, we pay taxes. Those people in that fucking meeting pay taxes too, you moron.
Yeah, and they're American, just like
no,
you.
No, they're not. They're Muslim.
People are here to stand up with the prophet against hate and against intolerance. Inside, they were waving American flags too.
Thank you. Thank you, America.
Thankful for the extra Garland police presence.
Yeah, well, that's the smart thing that... finally, the fucking police did. How sad, though, that they had to have extra police presence to keep them from these fucking knuckle
dragons. Stupid motherfuckers.
Harley Davidson fucking T-shirt on this one guy who's yelling and screaming at the Muslims right now. Harley Davidson would not want that.
What was Harley Davidson like? I have no idea about it.
The real heart? No, I mean the brand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd be too great, too thrilled about that.
I thought bikers were kind of racist. I thought that whole organization was like all those biker gangs.
On the street, a few clashes, but it never turned physical. The friction tonight, not over the First Amendment, but the message in hand.
You, the woman who's got, "You are not Americans, don't fly our flag" poster... is white.
Yay.
You'll be surprised.
I want for people to see that we are kind, peaceful people. We're not here to fight. We're not here to argue. We're just here to show that we're Americans too.
If they want to live their life like the Middle East, they can go back to the Middle East.
Guess which side he stands on.
God. If they want to live their life like the Middle East, they go back to the Middle East.
Oh, and this is the clip that'll get played.
These fucking rednecks, man.
This is the clip that'll get played across the pond, and this is the image that we're gonna that people think that we all fucking are.
We live in
country.
America.
They want to get back.
I don't want it like Iran here.
We're not here to argue. We're just here to show that we're Americans too.
If they want to live their life like the Middle East, they can go back to the Middle East.
Now, we did just check in with Garland police. They tell us good news. They've had no major incidents tonight.
So no major incidents. No major incidents from the asshole flag-waving dickwads outside of a peaceful conference meant to help promote peace between the religions.
Yes. Set
American people.
Right.
To promote peace between the religions and these assholes.
By the way, this whole story takes place in the state of Texas, where all of our school books come from our children.
Not all. But a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Yep.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
They won't live like it's the Middle East. Why don't you go back to the Middle East? God damn. What does that guy do in his free time? You think he reads?
Who the hell?
Fox News. He watches Fox fucking News. Again, thank you, Rupert Murdoch, you fucking asshole.
Absolutely.
I mean, right. You know what I mean?
I've got... So that is the story of what be going on.
A few clashes, but it never turned physical.
In
the friction tonight,
scenic.
Not over the...
I'm trying to shut this the fuck up. There we go. In scenic Texas. Garland, Texas. I've been to Garland.
Garland, Texas sounds horrendous. It sounds like a shithole.
It's a burb of Dallas, right? I mean,
right. Garland. Do they have that big, gigantic fucking cross there?
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere.
I mean, that thing is huge. You could crucify the Jolly Green Giant on that motherfucker.
Right.
God, it's Martin Luther King Day, man.
It is.
What the fuck is wrong with those people?
It's Martin Luther King Day, ladies and gentlemen. So that's, I guess this was, when was this? This was yesterday. So this was yesterday.
Good God.
So the day before Martin Luther King Day.
Go back to the Middle East.
Today, these guys will be protesting Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Yesterday it was the Muslims. Today it'll be the Negroes.
Jesus.
That they'll go after.
God.
White power. You don't like your own race. If I'm proud of my own race, that don't mean I'm racist against other ones.
Jesus.
That's one of my favorite arguments.
Yeah, it's just terrifying to think about, like, how many fucking right-wing nut jobs are in our government. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just thinking about Texas, and Louis Gohmert crossed my mind. It's like, ugh. All these ideologues, dipshits.
Well, yeah, the Christian dominionists who are slithering their way into our government. I mean, they're starting, and you know, it's the fucking right wing nut jobs. It's the goddamn Koch brothers using religious idiotude.
Yeah. They're probably jealous of ISIS.
Just like it's those people using religious idiotude.
Absolutely.
To convince morons to kill people and fly planes into buildings and shit.
I mean, just think about it. Like, okay, so a Muslim group is using a conference center in your city. How would you even know that was happening there to even protest it?
Right.
That's nuts. That means it's some right-wing nut job group. Got on, I don't know, got their old email list out with all these stupid AOL addresses for these fucking rednecks and rallied everybody to show up, right?
AOL, yeah.
Yeah. Total right. Trash.
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle.
No, that's okay, man.
Trying to multitask here on Crab Diving. Hey, give us a call if you like. You know, we have a telephone machine that hooks up to shit.
Oh, yes.
It's Crab Diving on the Skype, and it's also 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS.
The lines are open!
The lines be open.
You want to hear who else voted against Martin Luther King Day?
That's still currently in Congress?
Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, Chuck Grassley. Grassley?
Yeah.
Of Iowa. John McCain. Of Arizona, although he says he would say when he ran for president he regretted that vote. Orrin Hatch of Utah, eat a dick. Representative Jim, holy fucking A. Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, eat a dick. Kentucky's Hal Rogers, eat a dick. And Representative John Culberson and Georgia's, of course, Senator Johnny Isaacson all voted against the holiday on a state level. Fuck y'all.
Nice.
What a bunch of assholes.
What a great legacy.
Oh, yeah, and here's this. Meanwhile, Scalise. You remember Scalise?
Absolutely, from Louisiana.
I'm doing a tight five at a Klan meeting. has seen his voting record on race examined more closely. For instance, earlier this month, New Orleans Times Picayune reported that Scalise had voted against the Louisiana state resolution apologizing for slavery. That's fucking nuts. Right. He can't even say I'm sorry. We all know he didn't do it. That's not the fucking point, you dickhead.
Right.
Why are you asking me to apologize for something I didn't do and had no part of, Scalise said. I'm not going to apologize for what somebody else did. Aren't we supposed to have, like, I don't know, well-thought-out people in our fucking government?
Oh, no,
this guy's it's a simpleton. He's like those fucking guys on QVC that we played on Friday. They didn't know what the fucking moon was. They thought the moon was a fucking planet, which is fine. You know why? Because they're on QVC. They're not running the fucking government.
Wait, no, it's a star. It's not. It's a star, right?
It's a planet. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, there's a lot of rocket scientists that are out there.
Why do you think this is?
I believe that US Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have masks.
Meanwhile, I'm sure this is a Bible waving family this girl came from.
They don't
in
have
South Carolina.
That's sad that some people don't have maps. Could you imagine? They don't even have maps. They don't have maps.
How about food first? Yeah. And then hand him a map.
Can I eat that map? You know,
how about some fly repellent for their eyes.
Yeah. Aren't you
is
jealous?
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Aren't you jealous of how dumb that person is? But they don't even have maps.
Oh, her? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ignorance must be bliss, yeah, I guess.
Walking around happy all the time. Well, no, you don't understand anything complex.
The third agency of government, I would do away with the education, commerce.
And let's see.
I can't.
The third.
Oops.
I wonder if Rick Perry is heading out to N-word head
camp. I was about to say N-word head camp. Yeah. Today's the day we have to remind people that Rick Perry has a little place he likes to call N-word head camp.
And again, I was under the impression, the erroneous impression, that fucker's camp was like his granddaddy changed the name of it from N-word head. But he Rick fucking Perry changed the word from N-word head. So he had traveled up there to that place while there was a rock there with the word, quote, nigger head.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine going to your, okay, it's the first time you're at your new place, your vacation home, and the N-word's there? N-word head camp? That's the first thing I do is change it. I figure out a way to... I'm horrified.
I would take a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
And then I would change it, of course.
Oh, how horrifying.
But then I would be all over social media being like, oh my God, look at the horrible retarditude. Oh, I can't say that. The assholitude that, of these people, which is kind of what the point was. You know, this this libertarian guy on our Facebook is arguing with us. I don't know how anyone can justify what these knuckle draggers did in Texas, these protesters. There's no the conference has nothing to do with anything except they're Muslims.
Well, I mean, you can justify it if you don't have a problem with xenophobia. Right, if you're a total fucking racist, this isn't a big deal to you.
And he goes for that ridiculous argument that right away, is that how it is in the liberal free world that you advocate? People can only protest liberal causes. They acted hell and gone better than liberal protesters. Get over yourself. Apologize for Ferguson if you're going to apologize for something.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and it's just the typical moron attitude. Yeah. And where did we say they can't say it?
You can say it all you want,
I will protest for their right to protest.
Absolutely.
However, we get to stand and point at what morons they are. You don't get to put your shit out there without recourse.
That's a good point, at Vile Experience. You can say all the stupid shit you want to, but we get to jump up and down and laugh at it.
But these squealing little crybabies
and make fun of you.
If you make fun of their horrible beliefs, or you disagree with their horrible beliefs, you're persecuting them. How dare you not agree with me?
You know what?
This guy's not whining about the fact that we don't want them to talk. He's whining about the fact that we don't agree with them.
No, and it's tough. See, these right-wing dickheads, they say horrible things, right? And then the left, yeah, we make fun of them. But you know what? We're better at making fun of you than they will ever be at making fun of us.
Because
we are funny and mean.
They're really not good at it.
You know what I mean? You're going to get your feelings hurt because you're stupid. You're a simpleton. You're a dullard.
Right.
No one likes you. No one likes these people. Except other fucking racists, maybe.
Apparently this guy thinks it's fine.
What kind of conversation can you have?
Real Americans should be screaming about a different religion. Imagine if a herd of atheists was protesting
a whole herd
outside. Well, actually, herd describes these people better. A bunch of fat white fucks.
Yeah, yeah. Big fat fucks.
Every single one in the picture I'm looking at right now, fat white fuck, fat white fuck, fat white fuck, fat white fuck. And a lot of camo.
Ding, ding, ding. A lot of camouflage.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when you're that size, it'll take a lot. It'll take a lot of camouflage to hide your enormous stupid ass.
I don't get it. And so if a herd of atheists or a gaggle of atheists were protesting outside of any Christianist thing, can you imagine? Glenn Beck would break in on the blaze with a special report of the Christian persecution that was going on. But some Muslims who are gathering to try to help stop the persecution, to try to help bridge the gap between these fucking knuckle draggers and the rest of society, these guys are going out and protesting.
Right, right. And if you don't, it's weird. So if you don't want the Muslims to say anything or to be in your building paid by with your fucking tax dollars, okay, then what?
Have you read the Quran?
But what's the end game? Do they just want to round all the Muslims up
and
make them leave the country and put them on an island?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they do.
That's stupid.
They do.
How are you going to do that?
Did you see Tucker Carlson, that little ninny, that moron, a couple weeks ago or maybe a week ago?
He looks so much better without the bow tie.
He said, well, you know, I've got Muslim friends, but, you know, maybe we're at the point now where we just have to keep them from coming in the country.
No.
Muslims.
Did he really say that?
Muslims.
He's a quote-unquote journalist. Fuck him.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead. I'm glad you put
fuck
those
you.
Quotes in there.
Hey, Tucker, suck a dick. Maybe we don't want you in the country because you're a shithead.
I'm glad you put those.
My God, I tell you something, man. If there was a movement to get the shitheads out of the country, that might be something I could get behind.
It'd be so hard, though.
We'll round them up.
It'd be so hard.
Round them up!
Okay, here we go.
We're also learning this morning that the president of Ukraine will be there, Petro Poroshenko, also Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, will be attending. Can't really overstate what a huge event this is when you get the presidents, prime ministers, foreign ministers of all these countries in one place. It's a big deal. The question, though, hanging over all of this is, what exactly does it mean? Je suis Charlie. You're looking now at people waving that flag. I am Charlie.
I don't know. It's for like 4 minutes long. We'd have to listen to the whole fucking thing probably to hear exactly
listen
what
he
says. Listen
how affected he is, too. It's just like, it's...
But within there somewhere, he says...
Most are peaceful and decent people. We all know a lot of them. But there is a species of the religion that has gone completely off the rails. And until you say that out loud, it's kind of hard to address it.
Of course, name your enemy.
This is the thing that they're crying about on the right, is they're pissed off that Obama won't specifically say the words radical Islamic terror in that order.
Really?
Or radical Islamic terrorism or something like that. Like, because he's a Muslim, of course, Ryan. He won't name that, name it that. But they've already, the administration has explained, you know what, we don't want to associate it with Islam because it's an extreme lunatic fringe version. Right now, it's spreading, and they're using it for political purposes.
You could even say it's not Islam, right?
Right.
Or an aberration of Islam, or something
the,
like
the No True Scotsman argument. But yeah, it's all ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all crazy.
To us. But, but yeah, still, there are a lot of people. You could say,
well, maybe,
you know, those. What about the Westboro Baptists? Are those typical Christians?
Ooh.
Hello, people out there. Yeah.
Cricket,
what about that?
Cricket. They're dickheads.
Oh, no. Yeah. They don't represent all Christianity. Oh, I see.
Well, what are they? Are they radical Christians?
I see. Well, they ain't blowing people up. they could. What about the abortion loonies who were bombing abortion clinics?
Could you imagine?
That killed Dr. Tiller.
Yeah, being a doctor that performs abortions and being on some kind of fucking hit list. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I can't process anything of the way they think.
Right. Is this supposed to be a day celebrating like the civil rights movement?
Well, yeah.
What the fuck?
I was actually going to try to find all like good inspirational news and stuff. And then I was like, the first thing I saw was that I saw a sign that literally the first fucking thing I wake up this morning, I turn on Facebook and there's somebody took a picture of a sign that was hanging in some official government office in Arkansas. And it said, the Secretary of State announces that these offices will be closed in commemoration of Martin Luther King Day and Robert E. Lee Day.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what?
Robert E. Lee Day.
What?
Good
what?
God,
so
man.
That greeted my morning, and I thought I was going to just do all warm and fuzzy news today and everything. But goddamn, when you got a story facing you, like, happy Robert E. Lee Day. That's right. That's T-ball for us.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's T-ball.
Stupid.
Just like the 2016 clown car amping up.
Oh, right.
Did you hear yesterday?
Oh.
Who announced?
Oh, are you talking about Lindsay?
Yeah, he might dip his little pedicure toe into the pool and see what's up going on there.
Why would it be? I mean, it would be strange if he ran, right?
Yes, Americans are unable to do
so. I'm sorry.
I know. Never apologize.
I don't know why I played that.
Never apologize for playing that. That's my favorite clip. Yes, Americans. I like U.S. Americans. That's what I am.
Lindsey Graham, yeah.
I am a U.S. American.
Mentioning that he might be interested in... Who wants to see Lindsey fucking Graham?
Well, who would want to see any of these assholes? That's what I'm saying. Like, why is it so odd that he's running?
You're right.
Just because he never runs for president, or
you just don't. I don't think you frequently see him. I guess you do. They wheel him out for the national.
Yeah.
He's on all the talk shows all the time and shit. He is one of the more visible.
Are we ready?
Senators.
Are we ready for possibly our first closeted president or not? You think this country's ready for that?
That we know of. Yeah. I heard Taft was quite,
oh, really?
Quite the bear.
Taft is on Grindr.
Yeah, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said on Sunday
that
he has, I've formed a committee to look into the possibility of running for president in 2016.
And I will never go hungry again.
Right. God is my witness.
God damn, that Southern thing. I mean, he sounds like he was shat out of a script of Designing Women. That fucking dialect of his.
Oh, absolutely.
It's insane.
Right at the end, this is on rawstory.com.
If eat.
Yeah, Comedy Pickle Liberal Review, of course. Right at the end, of course, it has a little list here of Republican field so far potentially includes New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former governors Jeb Bush and Mike Huckabee.
Oh, God.
Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
Right.
And former surgeon and feeler of the fingers of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Ben Carson. And let's not forget Uncle Mitt Romney himself.
Do you think Ben Carson will be our second African-American president? And no. Shut up. Are you going to demand to see his birth certificate?
He's not going to. He's never a fucking chance in hell.
I hope he gets elected, and I hope the Democrats demand to see his birth certificate without a fucking crease in it.
He's a lunatic. I mean, even as far as they go, this guy's a lunatic.
I don't want to hear anybody telling me about feeling the fingers of some being floating around in the ether.
I know,
that makes me think you're on some kind of fucking Zoloft. Or I don't know, some scary psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, the sky god wrapping his finger, tickling your prostate.
Yeah, no, thank you. Please. Do you think that guy needs a nuclear football? His finger on the button.
Oh, terrifying. Terrifying, terrifying, terrifying.
Shit. Lindsey Graham. Well, I think he'd make a great candidate. He'd be funny to listen to anyway, right? I mean, he just sounds hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait. On Facebook, on the story, we put out that we may have to expand our show to 3 hours a day.
Absolutely.
This GOP clown car that's assembling. Like, early. It's 2000. We just started 2015, and already these ninnies are starting to put the feelers out.
Why?
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't understand the right. Wouldn't you be searching for a moderate?
No. Well, yes and no. I mean, that's why Jeb Bush, they think. But then Mitt, allegedly, is going to come in and try to be, oh, look at me, I'm to the right of Jeb Bush. In other words, he's going to try to foist Bush up as the, oh, look, he's the rhino establishment candidate.
Right.
I, on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, will, between dressage contests.
Oh, yes.
I will head over.
I'm a man of the people.
Take my car elevator.
Right. Oh, you know the worst thing about that car elevator? You don't get cell service. So irritating.
He didn't install a repeater.
It's bullshit.
I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. It's bullshit.
A servant with a really long cord.
Right. Hey, so Mitt
follows him into the.
But Mitt Romney just ran for president. Can he afford to run again?
Oh, sure.
God, how much money does he have? What's his net worth? Can we look that up?
They don't know. And that's one of the things. Remember, he would only reveal 1 year of his taxes or some shit.
I remember that. And I when I heard that story, I was like, okay, Mitt, I get it. Maybe you don't want to talk about how much money you make. So why do you want to run for president?
And
it seems miserable.
In direct.
You idiot.
Opposition to what his father did when his father ran. His father was like, look, I believe in full disclosure. Here's 10 years of my tax returns. And so when Perfect Hair was running.
Yes.
They asked him about that. Well, you know, are you going to do what your dad did? Oh, well.
what was Daddy Romney? What position did he hold in government? Was he the governor?
Wasn't he a governor of something?
You know, because the only reason I bring it up is because I remember, I don't fucking know, but I remember when he was running for president, he would tell that story about how him and his wife, when they first got married, they were struggling.
That's crap.
In their apartment.
That's crap.
To make rent.
That's crap.
I mean, you're not really, even if you don't have any money currently in the bank, but you know that at some point you're inheriting a shitload of money.
George Romney.
Doesn't it make you a little bit, you walk a little easier?
Was an American businessman, Republican Party politician, chairman and president of American Motors Corporation from 54 to 62. He was the 43rd governor of Michigan.
Oh, hey.
From 63 to 69. And U.S. Secretary.
69.
U.S. States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development from 69 to 73. He was in Nixon's cabinet.
Oh, geez. God, I bet he's got some great stories. You think you ever saw LBJ's dick?
Jumbo, right?
Right,
wasn't
right.
That the name of it?
Jumbo.
Oh, he was born in Mexico.
Hey! Let's break out that birth certificate, stupid. Right. The Dream Act. Isn't he for the Dream Act?
Who?
Mitt's daddy.
He's dead.
Oh, is he? Okay, sorry, Amy. Well, he would be.
Mitt Romney's estimated net worth. Provided to the media by his campaign.
Okay. This is total bullshit. Go ahead.
So, yes, this is bullshit. Says $250 million.
Oh, God. Suck a dick, dude. Even if that's low, that's too much. You can't be president if you have that much money because you're out of touch. You're totally out of touch. He's the kind of idiot who say, hey, Mitt.
Well, and if you've made your money on the exact practices that have driven this country into the fucking bottom of the outhouse pit.
Right.
Economically, why would you put that person in charge? These predatory capitalist venture dickwads like Mitt Romney are the ones that ran us into the iceberg in 2008. Oh, and you know what? They kind of did the same thing in 1929.
And all those stupid assholes in the South and in the red states and vote for these fuckface are going to be like, let's get back on the Titanic.
Right.
Hit the iceberg again. I mean, Mitt Romney's one of these assholes. He's so out of touch. He probably does, he's one of these guys that doesn't know how much like a gallon of milk is or how much eggs are. You think he knows how much a carton of eggs,
absolutely,
the price is?
Absolutely.
But in contrast, with how much is eggs down at the corner at Ralph's right now? They're around like
$2.
$2 at Vaughn's right down the street over there. A little bit more.
Right.
The point is,
dollar store medium sized eggs $1.39.
I thought it was $1.69.
I thought it was $1.39.
Oh really? Anyway, we are closer than what Mitt Romney would be like, oh, a dozen eggs, that's gotta be $25.
Right. I have no idea.
I just paid $50 for an apple. Right. I'm stupid as shit, but I'm rich.
And not that we should, you know, drag somebody off the street who's homeless and put their finger on the button, but
why not?
I just don't think that this guy, even if he came from nothing and made all these bazillions, like some of these guys, I don't have a problem with that so much as... Well, I do have a problem with that, with the way they made their money.
Yeah, fuck them.
He didn't build a business. He didn't work in some retail store. I mean, he's a vulture. He's a vampire. They would swoop in and take companies that were ailing, fuck the workers, till throw them over
right.
The fucking pinball machine and rape the shit out of the workers.
What's that called? An angry pirate?
And take away, you know, and sometimes shred the companies and sell off the assets. But we make millions for the owners and for the shareholders.
I have a question. I'm not a business person per se, but when you make all that money and then you shove it into a bank in the Caymans or somewhere in the Swiss Alps, wherever the fuck, how does that money trickle back down into the U.S. economy? Riddle me that.
Well, right. And then how does then taking that money and doing all these millions of transactions in the blink of an eye, gambling, that's right. All it is gambling. And then how does that benefit society? And why shouldn't there be a little bit of a shave off of a transaction tax on each one of those little things to, I don't know, benefit society?
Yeah, benefit society.
So instead of $4 billion, you're going to make $3.99 billion this year, you cunts.
Society needs help. We're all stupid, by the way. That guy didn't even know what the fucking moon was. The moon is a moon. God.
Is that a moon? Is it a star?
We don't have that clip anymore, do we?
You know what? I had the page. I didn't
know. Oh, really? That's
downloaded right. Video.
God, it's just so amazing. It's like those
I'll find it for after the break.
Beauty pageant clips. I mean, it's just nothing. There is nothing like listening to stupid people say things that aren't true so emphatically. Right. It's the best thing on the planet. I love it.
Speaking of, Sarah Palin leads us into the crab diving news from the Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California.
The year of our Lord.
I don't know what the headlines are. Let's see what the headlines are. Let's head over to the County Pinko Liberal.
It beats!
Huffington Post. And there is a photograph of, Papa Bear. Not the Papa Bear, but Mike Ditka.
Hey.
On the Huffington Post with a quote from Mike Ditka.
Oh, no.
Saying, I wouldn't want my child to play football.
No shit. Why? Because of all the concussions?
NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka decided to dedicate his life to football, but if he had a son, he said he would not want his kid to do the same.
Holy shit.
Gumbel, Ditka asked sports reporter Brian Gumbel in an interview that Brian Gumbel was doing on Real Sports, which is going to be on tomorrow night on HBO.
You ever see Greg Gumbel, Bryant Gumbel's brother?
Sure, he was a sportscaster in Chicago for a long time.
Didn't he look like the bad guy from Fugitive? Kind of big fat guy with a weird type curly hair. Like, he's very strange.
Well,
looking.
That weird type curly hair, I remember the days when that weird type curly hair was polishable.
What do you mean?
In Chicago. That's a rug.
Oh, is it? It's fake?
So.
On Greg Gumbel?
I believe so.
He looks like Bartolo Colon.
I think Greg Gumbel, total rug. Not that there's anything wrong.
Yeah.
But Ditka said, well, would you want your child to play football? And Gumbel said, I wouldn't. Brian Gumbel. Said, would you? And Ditka said, nope.
He just said no.
I wouldn't. My whole life was football. I think the risk is worse than the reward.
Wow.
I really do, he said.
And didn't Ditka play with like leather helmets and shit?
Yeah, helmets.
Could you imagine? Did they have that rule about, what is that new rule they have where you can't hit somebody real hard anymore?
Only your wife.
Yeah, they call it the pussy rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could only hit your wife in an elevator on camera. How ironic.
The Real Sports episode will focus on the use of drugs by the 1985 champion Chicago Bears. How dare they?
Wow.
Sit on the one fucking championship that my football team has in my goddamn lifetime.
You can't have anything nice these days. Isn't it funny? Isn't it weird? Like, if Ray Rice did what he did to his wife on the football field, there'd be a flag on the play. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
They don't want you to hit other superhumans like that. Your fucking wife, you can't hit her like that. You can't hit her. Let me rephrase that. Don't ever hit your wife.
Don't ever hit your wife. No matter what.
It's crazy. Yeah, fuck it.
The HBO report claims that the Bears regularly used painkillers and other drugs to play through injuries.
No shit. Of course. You have superhumans running you over. You got leather helmets on.
Shit. I did that as a tennis player. I drugged the shit out of myself to play through pain.
You ever get hit in the head with a racket when you're playing doubles or anything?
Maybe a little bit, but the worst was I was playing racquetball one time.
Yeah, oh,
and
shit.
And I took a racquetball racket to the eyebrow and just bled like a motherfucker forever. You know, face wounds bleed forever.
That's why
I still have a little scar in my eye.
You weren't wearing goggles?
Maybe not.
Dude, I don't even play racquetball regularly, but I know you have to wear eyewear in there.
Or maybe was I wearing eyewear?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I might have been.
Okay. You gotta wear eyewear.
No, I think I always played by the rules with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So it probably just caught me in the eyebrow, above the eyewear or something. But, or I wasn't wearing it. There's a possibility I wasn't wearing the fucking thing, too. I was at a club, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'd had no lessons, I'd walk over and played racquetball with the racquetball pro.
Do you play squash?
Never played squash. It looks like fun though, but even scarier because those are long, skinny rackets, and you're in a racquetball
area.
Court.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's more dangerous, squash or lawn jarts?
Oh God,
those lawn jarts. Who the fuck thought lawn jarts? How did you even?
I had those as a kid growing up. I remember those things.
Dude, they're spears. How did that product even get in the marketplace?
And they had a shitty plastic hoop.
Yeah.
That you would lay on the ground, and that was your target. You had two of them, and you would fling them at each other.
We had lawn jarts. Right. Well, I remember we had them growing up.
What kind of a good idea is
they're
that?
Fun.
You're throwing.
They stick, like whatever you throw, it'll stick right in there. I think we used to stab a refrigerator box of these lawn jarts. So
I'm sure when we were kids, we used to just rain them down on things.
There's probably a blog out there, some Tumblr with like pictures of old lawn jart injuries from the 70s.
X-rays of a kid with a lawn jart in his eyeball.
How many people on the south side of Chicago, drunk off their fucking ass, throwing the lawn jarts, ended up in the ER?
That's probably why they invented cornhole.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's safer. It's a beanbag. There's no way to get hurt with this.
Right.
We'll figure it out, though.
We just play horseshoes, too. That was fun.
That's dangerous, too. Get hit in the face with one of those fucking things.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A tiny little bit. So that's the headline over on the Commie Pinko Liberal Feet. Huffington Post is Ditka. Ditka wouldn't want his kids to play football.
There's nothing. The headline doesn't have to do with Martin Luther King Day on the HuffPo?
Well, probably earlier.
Oh, they change it. They change it up. Everybody, they don't have a
attention span. Maybe on the Drudge Report, they will be celebrating.
No.
The life of Martin Luther King.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think, what is going to be
the headline
on the Drudge Report?
On the Drudge Report.
Terrorism related. That's what I'm guessing.
This is Inflategate. I've heard about this. Have you heard about this?
Inflategate?
The headline is
Inflatable Love Doll Story.
The headline is Super Balls.
That was my nickname on the wrestling team.
The story is with the Patriots game yesterday. Okay. The NFL, it says they're looking into whether the Patriots were using deflated balls. During the game to when they kicked the asses of the Colts yesterday.
Okay.
They're investigating. The NFL has confirmed that the investigation is happening, but it won't comment further. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said he doesn't know anything about it. According to a report on the NFL's website, one ball was taken off the field and out of circulation during the 45-7 win. it was a blowout. It really wasn't. The other game was amazing.
What happened? How did they lose that game? How did the Colts lose?
They just got killed.
Oh, yeah.
It was apparently they were cheating.
Because the balls were flat.
They had saggy balls.
What difference would that make?
Using a deflated ball is presumably done to help players increase the grip. So it's easier to grab if it's got a little more give to it.
Belichick's a fucking cheater anyway, right?
Football ain't easy to catch, or you know that.
Well-inflated
football, it ain't the easiest thing.
I just want it to be known
that... It ain't soft and cushy.
I had a game on the stand-up comedy football league, the flag football league. I connected in one game for 5 touchdown passes. I am a tremendous receiver, and I'm undersized. You know what I mean? I'm short.
It usually goes together.
Yes, okay.
The
5 touchdowns, though. I mean, think about that shit. Fuck everyone.
So they're looking into it.
Yeah.
Now that there's possibly the NFL confirms deflated footballs, if it shows that they did, it could cost them draft picks. I guess they wouldn't like overturn the results or anything.
God, didn't Bill Belichick cheat some other way? Like, wasn't it something with cameras or something? He was spying on the other team.
Oh, were they reading lips or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Like using cameras to read the lips of the other team?
You got to keep an eye on this guy.
Or hacking into cameras or I don't know.
It's something evil.
So that is the headline over on... I guess it's good that these
Drudge,
headlines
that's
are,
the headline,
these
though?
These headlines are both sports related, so not a lot of big scary news today then, if those are the two headlines. But listen to our sports show
on
the network, 8 p.m. Brand new one on Wednesday, I'm sure they'll be talking about this shit.
Absolutely, they'll be talking about
that. On the Daily Upper Decker. And check out the podcast. Go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes. Daily Upper Decker podcast. Listen to those funny mofos.
Well, the story they feature, I believe, on this past episode involves Brian Williams, his daughter. Well,
they drift off sports for a moment.
Right. Oh, it's not a sports-related story, but it's...
Well, if you consider analingus a sport.
Well, there's lots of eating sports.
Competitive butt eating?
Yes.
You're suggesting...
Well, there's competitive hot dog eating.
How do you win? What are you consuming?
That as
you
Brian have- Williams' daughter.
Gross. She did a. Was it a movie? Was it a TV?
I think it was on NBC. It was.
Yeah, I think it was on TV though.
It was a premiere of The Gossip Girls.
It was on 700 Club. Pat Robertson was talking about that shit.
No, that's interesting. Would that be against God?
What?
Eating someone's ass in the Bible. Is that in the Bible? I wonder what Pat Robertson would say about that.
If it's in marriage, it's probably okay.
He's for incest.
Well, kissing cousins. Hey,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's for that.
Yeah,
kissing cousins.
I don't think the Bible says marrying first cousin. You,
Jesus,
Jack. Wow.
We could take a break here.
Perfect.
3:05. Ish, well, 3:07-ish p.m. on the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit after 6 on the Eastern Coast, if it's not that time, you're listening to a rerun.
Cha-ching!
And we appreciate that. Either way, you can download us as a podcast, also on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on crabdiving.com.
And we're also a part of iTunes Radio, or a whole internet radio station streams on iTunes.
Yeah, motherfuckers, on iTunes Radio, and maybe soon to be on Stitcher Radio.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to do some submitting or something.
We are applying.
We have to bow to the corporate fealty, show our corporate fealty to the overlords of the internet.
Yeah.
That we eventually will be. Eventually, we will be the overlords, and they will be vowing their fealty to us.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be an overlord.
Right? What are we going to do? What are we going to do tonight, Brian?
I'm the key master.
Same thing we do every night.
Oh, yes.
Try to take over the world. We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and germs. We got some songs for you here on the network. Why don't we play a little Bathtub Gin?
Perfecto.
Why not to lead us to the break? And then
do you have that trippy song, that Bees, that one, like, The ecstasy song?
Oh, Captress.
With
Bee Sweet Garden.
Oh, I love it.
I do. We'll have that one after. What an interesting combination.
Yeah, why not?
A little Dixieland followed by
some eclectic
trancy bullshit.
As fuck.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to live stream the, in just a few hours here, the President's tonight?
Is it State of the Union.
Is it tomorrow night? Whenever
Siri.
The fucking State of the Union.
Siri, when is the State of the Union address?
Okay, let's test.
Boom, boom.
Let's test.
I don't give a shit.
Steve Jobs's dealio, ladies and gentlemen, here. Let's see how this goes.
I disabled my Siri. It's irritating. It would just pop on for no fucking reason.
Siri, when is the State of the Union address?
I don't know where the union play. Somewhere with lots of screaming people, probably.
What the fuck? It just told me where the Philadelphia Union are playing.
What is that?
I think it's a...
The Tetherball League? God, that's... Hey, Siri, that's a big fail on Steve Jobs' part, right?
I don't know what the Philadelphia...
But you clearly said State of the fucking Union.
Maybe it said... I said Philadelphia Union. When is the State of the Union address?
I don't know where the union play.
God.
Fucking asshole.
They suck.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, never mind. We'll find that out, ladies and gentlemen, when the State of the Union address is. I think it's today. If it is today, we'll be cutting in to whatever programming is going on here.
Oh, who's giving the Republican response
again?
Well,
that's why we just played Joni Ernst.
Oh, it's her, right?
Inexplicably, Joni Ernst was chosen to fucking give the Republican response.
You know, I don't understand why you, in a political ad, like, you say...
Tomorrow, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, that's all right. To say, oh, Siri didn't even know, to say that, like, I'm qualified to run for office because I used to cut the balls off of animals. Like, if you were applying to be the butcher at some meat shop, yes, include that.
Right, or, you know, a vasectomy clinic.
Include that.
Anything
relevant.
Testicle related.
Yes, related.
I would be all for, but voting to cut pork from from the Senate.
Dude, I want to straight up just see some of these people use the word there What do you correctly mean? In a sentence before I vote for them. And, you know, say like T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E as opposed to T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah, like
E-I-R, blah, blah, blah. Everybody gets that wrong. I don't want my commander-in-chief to fuck that up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want him to have decent grammar.
I wish we didn't have one that said nuclear.
Well, that, hey, I know. I wish we didn't, but that fucking happened.
Nuclear.
We can't ever forget.
There's one previous. I was looking up some of the heinous shit that Joni Ernst has said in the past. And, you know, she was the one who sponsored a personhood amendment in Iowa.
Oh, God. Is this where your fetus gets a lawyer?
Yes. Well, no, that's going on in Georgia.
Right? That makes me nuts. It's a clump of cells in your body has representation.
She said Obamacare is bad because poor people should rely on churches.
I mean, if you're representing something inside someone's womb, I mean, how do you meet with your client? Do you actually put on like a little headlamp and listen, and the woman whose body the fetus is in, what, you sit there and ignore her and you just yell through her tummy? I'm your lawyer.
Right. I mean, you can't dehumanize the woman anymore.
Yeah.
Then take her out of the process.
I don't represent you. Right. I represent that thing
you're
that's inside you.
Shut the fuck up, vessel. I'm talking to that fetus. There's a great story on Raw Story. Just the headline says, when God closes a Bachman, he opens an Ernst.
Oh, God. Is she on that level?
Oh, yeah.
Is she like Michelle Bachman fucking crazy?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we were doing net worths earlier. What's Sarah Palin's? I know we got to take a break, but fuck, I'm dying to know. Maybe when we come back, we can talk about that. I wonder what Sarah Palin's net worth is. Just kind of curious.
I mean, you know, this is all estimated.
I mean, it can't be that much. It can't be like in the Mitt Romney narrative.
12.
12 million. Damn, I'm jealous.
But that's Alaska. 12 million goes a long fucking way in Alaska.
No, dude, it's expensive up there. Food's expensive.
Don't you think, really? Oh, that's true. That's
food's
true.
Expensive. But, that's I mean, you know.
There you go. And those stretch Hummers.
Oh, yes.
Add up. And stitches.
Yeah.
And all those shirts that torque or twat or tink.
And it's expensive, too.
Gets into fights.
Right. You got to, you know, put a new stripper pole in your Hummer.
That's right. We'll be back.
No, classy.
Minutes, speaking of Alaska, here's a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll follow it up with some trancy B-Sweet Garden Captress. We'll be back in a few minutes. Take a hit, take a shit, whatever you need.
Yay.
We'll be back. More crab diving in a few.
Could you hand me my ecstasy suppository, please?
Awesome. Thanks for
that song.
Joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast.
Drive time.
Here on a wonderful commemoration of the life of Reverend Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Jr.
What would he think? Oh, look, a guy ran for president, had some place called Inward Head Camp.
Right. And they,
hey, progress, guys.
It's funny, they try to say, well, you know, he was a Republican. But he was a Republican in the early 60s when, you know, before they went batshit crazy. And when they became Democrats and vice versa. And the Democrats are the crazy Dixiecrats. They love that one, too. The Democrats were the ones that started the Ku Klux Klan.
The fucking Republicans are allergic to context.
History?
Yeah. Right. It hurts. Stop it.
How dare you bring up facts and bullshit. Stuff that happened. Robert E. Lee was a great man.
Right.
Who cares if he, you know, details.
Details. And by the way, he really wasn't against slavery. What we learned today, he just found it to the whole process to be a colossal pain in the ass.
Right.
For him.
Right.
The slave owner.
It was problematic.
He hated it for the wrong reasons. he's a dumbass.
What you may not have heard a lot about, as you know, these terror plots now are being broken up in Europe. There's scary shit in Belgium. Some shit went on. These Islamic cells are being found and everything. Of course, here in America, it's time to ring the alarm, man, and point out how Obama is letting the brown people just flood in.
Oh, we got trouble. Right here in River City.
In Texas, apparently.
Right. In Texas.
In the middle of Dallas.
How would you know if you had trouble in Texas? The place sucks anyway. I mean, you know.
Well, we had a terror plot broken up here.
Oh, shit.
In America.
Damn.
They were planning to bomb police, I think they were going to go after. It was Atlanta, this happened. They were planning attacks against Metro Atlanta Police Station and several government agencies for next month.
There's some lunatic, like, white group, white supremacists.
Oh, abso-fucking
lunatic. Oh, God, I hate
these
guys.
That's why you didn't hear much about that. And you're certainly on the right, on Fox, not going to hear the word terrorism, because these are sovereign American citizens.
Yeah, they're about a bunch of idiots, lunatics, running around in flannel shirts with machine guns.
Rome, Georgia.
Rome. Now, listen, I've been to Rome, Georgia. It's named after Rome.
How did they...
In Italy.
How did they get away with not pronouncing it differently?
I don't know. And I don't know how you get away with calling that place Rome, Georgia, Rome. You know what Rome, Georgia's famous for? Carpet.
Really?
They make carpet. And not like beautiful, like art.
Not weaved tapestry type.
No. Not like Turkish
rugs.
You're
talking about 588-2300.
Shag.
Yeah.
Burberry.
Three Rome men are accused of conspiring to obtain explosives and are now facing a much more serious domestic terrorism charge.
Ooh.
Of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction.
Great. These fucking white guys, man.
Terry Eugene Peace.
No, fuck off.
Brian Edward Cannon.
Brian.
And Corey Robert Williamson.
God, they all sound like rednecks.
Pleaded not guilty to the domestic terror. They pleaded not guilty.
Well, what else are you going to do? You might as well plead not guilty to that.
They're all members of a militia group.
Fuck yeah.
In Georgia.
2A.
They were participating in online chat discussions between January and February last year that were monitored by the FBI.
Big brother.
During the conversations, they discussed using guerrilla war tactics and planned to launch attacks against Metro Atlanta Police Station. Several government agencies. They were trying to recruit other individuals to join them.
What a bunch of assholes.
And start similar stuff in your individual home states. So these little fucking terrorists were trying to start cells in different states. Where's the screaming? Where's the outrage on Fox?
Yeah.
The white supremacist cunt rags.
Yes.
Of these morons
Ooh.
That are running around militia, soldier in the woods. Where's the outrage?
It's very frustrating because we're all like a Muslim group has a meeting denouncing
outrage.
Yeah. Terrorism. But they're worried. We got white people worried about them being terrorists, Muslims being terrorists, right, in this country.
Right.
Maybe don't worry about that.
Oh, but Sharia.
But these white people.
But Sharia law is coming.
Yeah. I'm more worried about these.
Even though it's not.
These fucking rednecks with AK-47s and shit running around. Relax with the Muslims.
You know how to keep Sharia out? Let's maintain that wall between church and state.
You know the great thing is in Georgia, you can walk into a Chipotle with a rocket launcher on your fucking shoulder and order a burrito.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I want to finger my trigger while I'm having a burrito.
Yeah, it's great.
What
militia are you a member of?
So the men, phone conversations with an informant recorded the one dude at ordering explosives. Telling the informant that the devices were a key element to their plan, they were arrested in Cartersville.
Oh, God. That's another shithole in Georgia.
When they took possession of inert explosives that was given to them by the FBI. So the FBI swapped out bullshit. The FBI got involved and created a sting for them to buy what they thought were explosives. So they went out to buy the shit. They were going to do it. This isn't like some armchair assholes sitting there and typing on Facebook, launch the militia.
Well, where's the money coming from? These white trash fuckers with guns. Where's the money come from?
These militias. I don't know. Where do they get their money? They, each of them, they probably turn in their government checks.
Yeah. I know, but if you're building bombs and you have a whole network of lunatics, that's got to take some capital, some significant cash.
Right. And that's how they find them, right? Follow the cash, follow the money all the time.
God.
So now the new charge, the first charge was conspiracy to receive and possess a destructive device, but then it was upgraded to these weapon of mass destruction, which means life in a prison if they get convicted of that one.
Good God.
But you may not hear a lot about that on Fox.
Why?
Because there's Muslims blowing people up somewhere else. No. These are white Christians. You're not going to hear about these terrorists.
Relax with the Muslims. They're fine. We got get these big, dumbass bubbas running around.
Right.
Fertilizer bombs.
If I walked into that conference in Dallas and all the Muslims there, I would feel more comfortable than standing with that group of lunatics outside waving the flags and saying, get the fuck out of my country.
Right. The worst is like the oddly shaped American flag clothes that people wear. Like, have you ever seen those?
Yeah, to stick their beach ball shaped bodies into.
Well, yeah, there's that. But the way that, like, have you ever seen a shirt made from the Texas flag? Like,
yeah,
it's very
absolutely
strange. It's weird looking.
Speaking of weird looking,
bizarre.
I saw a story that. You know, the Senate, we were talking about Joni Ernst, the new senator from Iowa.
Oh, shit. She's in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the Senate.
Yep.
I just, you hear that clip and you just assume she's in the Congress. Senate.
Yep. Thanks, Iowa.
God.
Now, something happened in 2008 that the fact that it took till 2008 to happen just makes you shake your head. And then when you hear the debate, this is crazy. In 2008, Kay Hagan,
right,
Senator Kay Hagan, North Carolina, had just been elected. She arrived at Capitol Hill, and in the Senate facility, in the facilities, in their gym facilities and everything.
Do they have a green room?
They have a pool.
Are you allowed to smoke weed in there like at comedy clubs? You can generally smoke weed in the green room.
They have a swimming pool.
Okay.
And in 2008.
Yeah.
She went, Kay Hagan thought, I'm going to take advantage of the Senate pool and go swimming. She was stopped and told that the pool is males only.
Shut the fuck up. Seriously?
Because some of the male senators prefer swimming naked.
Oh, my fucking... Who? I want a list. Who's naked in that fucking pool? And Cruz?
It allegedly took an intervention from Chuck Schumer, the head of the Rules Committee, to put a stop to it. And according to... I'm in Politico.com. They say that one pollster remembers, says that it was a fight for Schumer to make the pool co-ed. Because some of these disgusting, old, saggy white men wanted to go swimming naked. What is going on in the Senate?
I'm not kidding. I want a list.
What's going on?
Can't one of these websites and these big news organizations figure out who goes to work in the company pool and swims naked?
I want to know. Saggy Ballgate.
Yeah, yeah. They're nut balls. Who wants to swim naked anyway? You could scrape something on the cement part of the
with
pool.
With a bunch of other guys.
I don't know. It's an odd way to...
Do they play chicken? Or, you know, the...
I mean, it's not like it's your pool at home.
Well, right.
This is your pool at work, like a gym. Like, you can work out at this gym. And Jesus Christ.
The pool wasn't the only facility that, I guess, the restroom closest to the Senate floor that was set aside for women had only two stalls.
Is it John McCain?
By 2013, 20 women in the Senate, there were restroom traffic jams, forcing some of the female senators to go to a first floor restroom far from the chamber.
My God.
So they finally put two more stalls in.
Oh, good job,
guys. And an extra
guys.
Sink in 2013 after several female senators raised the issue.
Yeah. Does Marco Rubio like to swim naked? Is that his thing of a bobber?
Oh.
He likes that? Won't swim naked.
He wasn't around then, right? 2008?
Oh, yeah. It might have been a little bit before. I'm sorry.
Was that before? How long has Rubio been around?
How long have people been swimming naked in the Senate or in the pool? At the Capitol building or wherever the fuck this is.
I don't know. Women have only been sentenced so far ever, which is really sad.
Who would you go to a public pool, and I know it's a private closed pool just for lawmakers, for whatever fucking reason. Why would you assume, who's the first guy that was like, you know what, we should swim naked. Let's do it, guys. Don't bring your fucking bathing suits in there. Who is the guy that did some lunatic just start swimming naked in the pool?
One New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, in her memoirs, revealed that after she went on a diet and lost 50 pounds, one of her favorite older members of the Senate allegedly approached her from behind, squeezed her waist, and said, "Don't lose too much weight now. I like my girls chubby."
God, who the fuck was that?
They reported that it was Inoue. Oops, Daniel Inoue of Hawaii.
What a creep! What a fucking creep! Who says that?
But
anyway.
To many of the women senators interviewed, Gillibrand's story is run of the mill. That they marvel at it being worthy of mention.
Oh my God!
Kay Bailey Hutchinson said, "Oh, they commented on my looks all the time. Just to think that there are some things." I just think there are some things you just ought to brush off.
Yeah. Like Newt Gingrich doing the backstroke with his John Thomas out.
So, like you, I want to know who the fuck.
That's the most important thing. I want to know who swims naked.
Absolutely. Who, 6-7 years ago.
Who would assume this is okay?
Put up a fight.
Yeah.
To keep their saggy balls and their nasty, hairy, old white taints.
They just swam naked because, you know, we didn't have a bunch of little Indonesian kids making us swimsuits that cost about $5 Old Navy. We can wear anywhere we want. You just not have that. I get it. But now, I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. That blows me away.
And they fought it. There were senators that fought it because they wanted to be able to swim naked.
That's something you do. And you're like, finally, somebody says, listen, it's weird. Just like, you know what? You're right. Let's just stop doing it. You don't fight it, because then you're going to sound nuts.
Lindsey Graham?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No.
Do you think Lindsey's out there freeballing?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I bet he was the ringleader.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Want to see my ring?
Why do these fuckers have a pool anyway?
Well, they've got to exercise and shit.
Do they?
Does everyone at every job in America have a fucking pool and a nice gym they can go to?
So busy, Ryan, working those 120 days a year for our welfare and benefit.
When are they swimming? I mean, aren't they shutting down the government?
And at our behest.
I have a question. When they shut down the government, was the pool still open?
I don't know.
I don't know how we'd find that shit out.
It might not have been. That might have been one of the reasons that they had to bring it back.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, we this country is ran by lunatics.
It's there's a lot of lunacy going on.
The guy, the Hawaiian senators, yeah, grabbing people's...
Too. Oh,
shit.
You can't do that shit. But that's that old... Shit! Inouye was in there for 1,000 years, and he did a lot of good shit, but man, you can't... You just, you know, that's that good old boy, madman era.
You're a senator. If I meet a senator, even if I don't agree with them, I'm going to feel like I'm going to show them a little deference, a little respect. You know, they're a fucking senator, right? I mean, even if you're a lunatic like, I don't know, Ted Cruz.
Right.
But I mean, apparently you did get there.
Apparently there are some gentleman types in the Senate who, to this day, are like, oh, look at the little ladies that made it
God
to the Senate.
Damn.
Look at the,
could
look
you
at the
imagine?
Cute little lady made it to the Senate. Don't worry, lady. We'll help you. We'll help you with your votes.
What do you think if James What's-His-Fuck from Hawaii would try that with Nancy Pelosi? She'd fucking backhand him.
Meanwhile, the country would probably be a lot better off if it was all women senators.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Who knows? I mean, let's give it a try.
At least. We've had dudes in there for years.
You can't do worse.
No, they're all running around in the fucking pool naked, right. Snapping towels at each other.
Right. And, you know, hopefully women won't be worried about getting into dick measuring contests, figurative and apparently literal at the Senate pool now.
I mean, it's so gross, even for health reasons. Don't you think you'd wear a bathing suit?
I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to pee all over the place.
But even just for pure comfort of it all. I mean, it's I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm naive. Maybe most people swim naked. Maybe I'm stupid.
I'm trying to remember if I ever really have. Intentionally. I've lost my shorts.
Right, right. But not like...
While swimming.
Not like you go to the gym.
And had to retrieve them.
You never swam naked. Although one time...
Do they do that at the gym? Do they
one time...
It?
No, fuck no! One time at the gym, I saw this guy. Get out of the hot tub and he had whitey tighties on.
No.
The whole... It was like... Actually, it was funny because everybody in there like stopped what they were doing and they were like...
Dude,
it's kind of turned. They're like, holy shit, guy's got tiny white. But fuck, he'd be overdressed in the Senate. Pool.
Apparently would be.
Does each branch of government have their own pool, in fact?
Probably. There's probably a pool over at the somewhere.
What do they do at the Supreme Court? Do they swim naked? Does Scalia swim naked?
Oh, God.
Robertson?
Big fucking walrus.
Right.
That's just nasty.
Bunch of pervs.
Nasty to think about. So that's that story about you'd swear it was the 1940s that this was happening, but this was 7 years ago.
They don't let women in the fucking pool.
They finally had to make it co-ed. But even the reason.
Who got stopped on the way in there to go swimming? A senator, right?
Kay Hagan.
Kay Hagan. It's so insane that she didn't even know. She was on her way to go swimming.
Right. She's like, I'm a senator. I'm going to the Senate pool. And they were like, but then they said that, well, it's not an official rule. Like, there's no sign.
Okay,
that says,
then let me go in there.
It says no icky women. Ew, ew, ew.
Then I'm swimming.
Boys club only.
Yeah. Fuck off. Let me swim.
But they were at the door. They're like, well, maybe there was somebody in there free balling at the time. They must have been like, no, you can't go in there, Senator.
What goes on in there? Good Lord. Listen, there's nothing more strange and eccentric than old rich white people. I mean, they're just weird, weird people.
There's a lot of oddness going
on in
the world. Let's see what else. Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. We're at Crab Diving. Don't forget, you can still call us for 20 or so minutes. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Let us know if you are aware of what lawmaker swims naked. I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a scoop. I want to know who was fighting. Who was fighting Schumer? Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, who put up a stink? They didn't want girls in the pool.
Who was fighting Schumer?
I don't know.
Yeah, I
it's very strange.
We don't want icky women. I want to be able to swim naked.
Go swim in your own fucking pool, you idiot.
People?
Yeah,
these are
you
like
10?
12-year-olds, yeah.
God damn.
I don't want no icky women in my pool.
I like to swim naked because, I don't know, feels good.
You're right. Meanwhile, in Arizona, did you see, this is also on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. The governor, the new governor of Arizona, interestingly, named Ducey.
Ducey?
But not related to.
Not to Steve?
The Fox Ninny.
Oh my God.
It's spelled differently. He, on Friday.
Steve Ducey swims naked, for sure.
Put forward a budget proposal that, the leathery Jan Brewer.
Right.
Left with her wonderful Republican. Fiscal conservative policies left a $1.5 billion shortfall.
Oopsie.
In the economy there.
Wow, how'd that happen with all that small government?
It's because it's because they're making them like gay people get married.
Right.
Or
maybe they got all these cops working overtime, pulling over brown people and checking their fucking papers.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's a problem.
It says that they're going to cover it by paying, digging into what they call a rainy day fund. Which includes cutting $75 million from the education system.
Okay.
While spending more than $100 million on private prisons.
Oh my God.
So cut schools, add prisons.
Yes.
Is the GOP mantra.
Cut schools, add prisons, swim right. Naked.
Keep them dumber.
I'm trying to understand their platform.
Throw the brown ones in jail so we can make money.
Elect people with car elevators. I understand who you are, GOP. Eat me.
How any of these places can... And it's just this moronic demonization of teachers. They're like, well, we have to cut the budgets because the teachers are out of control. Teachers are out of control.
You know... My mom teaches, and my brother teaches. And
out of control? Takers, right?
No, yeah, they're such takers. They teach full time, and you nearly have to have a second job if you're going
to
teach.
And then you have to buy
it's
your
stupid.
Own shit, right?
Yeah,
your own. A lot of times, you don't have enough budget to afford your own supplies
right.
for what's going on in your classrooms. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then these lawmakers, these asshole white lawmakers, GOP.
Yes.
Dick Dingles. they take their kids and they put them in private school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're sending them to the public schools.
They don't give a fuck.
God, it's just
so maddening.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do to this country. Terrifying.
Yeah, you can't even go to the pool.
And then in the name of Jesus, lot of it too.
Smoke screen. It's not really. Right. It's not really in the name of Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I just saw a headline. There's a New York police officer caught blasting de Blasio by saying he's sucking the cock of every protester.
That's the quote.
It really is the zero-sum game of these idiots that if you're protesting against police brutality... Obviously, you hate police and you hate America.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He's sucking. Like some New York cop accent. He's sucking the cock.
Sucking the cock of every protester.
Good point.
And, this country isn't the only one. It's also happening in France, especially now given what happened there. They've had a bunch of Islamophobia, like those. Those anus drizzles that were outside, protesting in Texas.
Anus drizzles, we claim the hashtag.
There have been, since the Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris a couple of weeks ago.
Zoutalor.
There have been 116 anti-Muslim incidents in Paris. There have been... like firebombs thrown at mosques, shots fired at mosques. racist slogans spray painted on mosques. In one town, a pig's head was hung on the door of a prayer hall. God. This is great, wonderful stuff going on, huh?
Jesus Christ. I thought everybody was supposed to be progressive and cool in Paris and France and stuff like that. What's going on there?
A senior member of the far-right National Front.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oui.
The French Tea Party.
Okay.
Aymeric Choprad. said in a video last week that France is at war with some Muslims. Quote, we're told a majority of Muslims are peaceful, but a majority of Germans were also peaceful before 1933 on National Socialism.
Come the fuck on.
And even crazy Marine Le Pen.
Oui, oui.
The
Guillory.
What's her equivalent? I don't know. Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
more she's kind of a right-wing lunatic.
Right, she's like Ted Nugent, right?
But in power.
Oh, I mean, she's in power,
She's in parliament.
Well, he's in power. He was the front man of Damn Yankees. He was. Are you kidding me?
She is the leader of that National Front party, but she is distancing herself from those remarks. I'm Ellie. Even invoking Hitler was a little much for her right now.
No, jeez, I can't believe I said the Hitler. I went full Hitler. I can't believe I did that.
Well, he didn't.
Jesus.
He said Germany in the 30s.
Ooh.
He didn't invoke the full name. He just intimated.
Yeah. You get the idea.
Have you run off and gotten your tickets and sat through the Kill Fest of American Sniper yet?
Oh, yes. I loved it. No, I have not. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to see that probably.
Set box office record for January this weekend. Clint Eastwood's controversial film, American Sniper, took in a reported $90 million.
Shit.
But at the same time, the Twitter was alight with, you'll find this hard to believe, racist and Islamophobic comics from some audience members saying that the film inspired them to go out and kill some Arabs or go out and kill some Muslims.
Oh, God. Thank you, Clint. Good work. Shouldn't he be talking to a chair?
Somebody tweeted some shit out and got just a shitstorm. I don't even remember who it was, like a celebrity.
Peter Dinklage?
Tweeted something about it. He's a big...
He's
not a big anything. Well, who knows?
Right.
Who knows what he's packing?
No, that's a good point. Does he swim naked?
When he makes the Senate... They'll let him swim in that pool, and they'll be able to tell what kind of Dinklage is on Dinklage.
Yes.
The one guy, identified as Tim, tweeted, seen some Arabs walk in the theater to watch American Sniper. I wonder if they think it's a horror movie, LOL.
LOL. Good God.
One guy in a tweet since deleted.
Oh, okay.
Tweeted, American Sniper makes me want to go shoot some fucking Arabs. Followed by artwork of three guns.
Oh, God. What's wrong with us? I don't understand why people aren't terrified of these white right-wing nut job assholes that are armed and they're organized.
Right. Like these idiots also on our Facebook. Did you hear about those guys in Texas? There's two Texas legislators who, I don't know, were putting forth some bill. I don't know, might want people to have a background check or something, anti-American like that. And these open carry guys, I don't think they brought their guns. I don't think you could bring your guns into the Capitol in Texas. I may be wrong. I don't think they had them with them there. But they went to the offices of these people and were intimidating them to the point where the guy was like, okay, well, I'm going to go in my office now. And they put their foot on the door and wouldn't let him leave.
Good God.
And they're calling him, traitor, treason, stuff's going to catch up with you.
Oh, my God. They just want people to have background checks. So when you buy a weapon of mass destruction, someone knows who has it, right?
Right.
I don't even know what good that's supposed to do.
But.
Jesus Christ.
They lost their shit.
Yeah. You're taking away my big shiny toy that goes boom.
that. So now,
but they aren't even doing
get
that.
This, now they're going to have to. Now they said they're going to install panic buttons in all the offices.
Yeah.
So because of these open carry dicks, lunatics, psychopaths.
It's terrifying, man.
Now the Texas legislature is going to put in panic buttons because of them. And he said it's Representative Navarez is his name. Pancho Navarez and Cecilia Israel. Claiming that open carry Tarrant County, they're big ones, big assholes. There's a video where they can be heard berating the representative sitting there. You're a tyrant to the Constitution, one's yelling. You won't be here very long.
Oh, my God. Another one yells. That's a straight-up threat.
The representative asked one guy, I'm asking you to leave my office, and Watkins replied, you need to leave my state.
The guy's like, I'd love to.
This is an elected representative.
Good God.
So people represented this guy. This un-American treason fuckhead.
Yes.
Treasonous fuckhead is intimidating the elected representative and saying, you need to leave my state, when this is an elected representative of his state.
Yeah. You put me here. Don't they have security guards?
When the representative tried to go into his office, the activist placed his foot in the door to prevent him from doing so.
Well, that's...
And then he responded on his Facebook saying, I did. If a foot in the door of a tyrant's office bothers you more than a tyrant mocking the people and the Constitution, you are the problem. Now listen to this. Here's how stupid, moronic, mono-celled brain this fucker is. I wonder how the Jews turned out begging Hitler for their rights back.
Good Lord.
Maybe they should have put their foot in the door. So embarrassing. Just excruciatingly embarrassing that these examples of America go out to the world.
Give it up for America, everybody. That's who we are. Right-wing nutjob lunatics.
We put that on, and one of our right-wing nutjob lunatics on our page responded, I said, imagine the reaction if it was a group of black civil rights activists doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we have precedent. We have this. This went on not that long ago, where some black activists were taking on some of these, they tried to, the prosecutor in Ferguson, they tried to occupy the offices in other places. And I distinctly remember the right-wing media calling these people thugs.
Right.
Intimidating. Look at these evil thugs intimidating.
So what's this
these
guy?
Precious, pristine white servants of the people. But now they're knuckle-dragging gun waivers. Oh, it's okay.
These guys
are tyrants.
I don't get
it. They're tyrants.
They just love their guns so fucking much. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it.
And another guy was like, well, this claims to have happened, even though we have it on video. It's on video.
No, it happened. See, that's another thing. These right-wing nut jobs with the facts.
Can't.
There's a video of it.
We just, during the break, I even posted.
What more do you fucking want?
Still battling one of the nuts in that post about the idiot protesters in Texas. And I said, how do you justify? He's like, you don't understand. You weren't even there. You don't know what these protesters were protesting. You libtards just hate, anything that's not black people protesting or something. And he said, I'll bet none of you have a clue what happened at this protest. You just don't think Americans should have a right to protest Muslims in any way. Shows your ignorance and the people who support this page. We never said they shouldn't. Yeah, you fucking idiot. We never said one should protest. Protest.
Right, but if you say something stupid or do something stupid,
we're going to say you're asshole.
We're going to make fun of you in a harsh, unapologetic manner.
And I said,
shit.
And I said, well, how does, enlighten us, Randy, how do you justify signs like you're not Americans, don't fly our flag? And he said, let's see the pics. So I presented him with a screen cap from the video of those people. That were there last night.
You doctored the images in Photoshop. people are stupid, man. I don't know.
People are stupid.
Fucking white guys, fat, redneck, fucking libertarian, lunatic, gun-wielding white guys are killing us all.
Yes.
I mean, really. Hey, what's going on with the bombing at the NAACP building? I'm not seeing any news about that shit.
What were you saying?
The bombing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What were you talking about?
I can't come to the phone right now. White people weren't threatened. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing going on there.
To me, that's a huge deal. But I guess I guess I'm stupid.
Yeah. Put a bomb on the side of the wall of the American Family Association, or on the side of the wall of Americans for America, or whatever.
Family organization.
And see how the squealing and 24/7 coverage on Fox and Breitbart and all those morons. It's just such hypocritical bullshittery.
You think when John McCain gets out of the pool, is there someone waiting there with a towel to wrap his nude, pink, saggy body in? Or how's that work?
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Lindsey. Lindsey's my towel boy.
Here, John, let me help you get there.
I volunteer every year for Senate towel boy.
You're right. Let me help you fix that. I know your hand don't work too well.
That's a good one.
How gross.
Well,
that's the grossest story of the day, right? The naked old senators.
I can't decide if it's gross or if it's fucking strange. What it is, I think it's more strange than it is gross. This is weird.
Yeah, it's both.
It's bizarre.
I mean, it's very like 1920s, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
or, really?
Like you said, it's not... back in the day before, I don't know, elastic... Maybe.
Yeah. There's swimming. You can get swim trunks anywhere. I mean, honestly,
you
they're
can.
Everywhere.
You can. Go in your tighty whities. They're going to show. Wear something. But apparently, now I guess they've forced them to suit up. And
yeah, Kay Hagan wants to fucking
Hagan
swim.
Go do a few laps.
Okay.
What have we got here? We only got about 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes left here. We'll do that tomorrow. There's a woman here. This is a lawsuit.
Ooh.
That is going on here in America, the beautiful home of the brave.
Yes.
Braves
and the stupid.
And the Redskins.
Yes. Yeah, sports franchises named after oppressed people.
This may be one of these frivolous lawsuits.
Right.
A woman from Queens, New York has filed lawsuit.
Fuck you.
Against... Cushy Foot Shaping Tights.
What?
From Gildan Outerwear. They're tights that you wear. She is upset that their television ad implies the tights will give you some sort of orgasmic experience. That didn't happen with her.
Oh, okay. Sue them. Well, why didn't she just return the tights?
Ad, she said, the woman makes her way through the streets. She moans, utters highly sexually charged phrases to herself, including, "That's the spot, so good." As a song with the lyrics, "I feel super satisfied," plays in the background.
Oh my God.
To further the sexual angle. So this woman is filing suit saying that her little man, the boat, didn't get flipped off.
Right.
When she put these tights on.
Yeah.
Like, she says it's false advertising.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Sue away.
Do you remember that old commercial from the 70s where they were washing their hair and going,
Is that Calgon Take Me Away?
No.
Different.
It was hair. It was
like herbal essence.
Yeah, maybe. It was, some shampoo. And that was really racy back in the 70s.
Really?
It was like these women having these orgasms as they're washing their fucking hair.
Predicated on a lie.
But I have a feeling that might be one of those frivolous lies.
Hey, listen, you can't, those people, the creators of those ridiculous pantyhose should be sued.
You're right.
That's something our courts need to deal with. That needs to make it to court.
So,
good
she
God.
Said, to her disappointment, she found that the products didn't feel different from her regular tights.
Well, maybe you're a little bit of a simpleton, too, because, you know, do you really think that's possible to get that out of tights?
So all kinds of stuff going on in America, and there's some woman suing.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get off on her tights.
Hey, there's more ink on that story than the bombing of the NAACP. How do you like that?
Yep. Welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen. We got to end the show here. Thanks for listening to us here. We are here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every weekday live, and then we go out as a rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific. And then, you know, we rerun through the night and blah, 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 and where you can download us on Stitcher, go download us on iTunes, and go to crabdiving.com. Don't forget, we're on the Twitter, at crabdiving, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest,
Tumblr!
Tumblr, all over the fucking place. Share, love, spread the crabs. Ryan Pfeiffer, follow him on the Twitter, at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And crabdiving.com for...
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, at crabdiving.